Hi, this is Abdulrahman. Welcome back to the channel. When you stumble upon an idea or concept that takes a longer time to digest or that is difficult to understand, what do you do? How do you approach something like this? Leave a comment below. If you stay with me until the end, you're going to learn a great technique or method that was developed to enhance learning and help you better understand the connections between different ideas and concepts. This method that will help you learn faster is called mind mapping. A mind map helps you organize ideas and concepts that usually take longer time to understand. One of the reasons why the idea of mind maps came into light is that it encourages creative thinking as opposed to the traditional way of thinking that makes learning processes even harder. This word or concept was created by a man named Tony Buzan, and he has written extensively on it. He describes it as a powerful technique that makes use of the way our brain work naturally. Mind maps are an excellent way to solve problems, and applying it in a learning environment or in business implications makes it immensely valuable. Mind maps helps you enable visual thinking, which is not really possible in the traditional way of learning or problem solving. Now let's look at what a mind map really looks like, the structure. In mind mapping, a framework is built around a central idea that makes it instinctive for you, the learner. This is to say that you immediately grab the idea almost without thinking. Now, according to Tony Buzan, a mind map has four features. You have the main subject formed in the central image, then the main theme radiates from the central image as branches. Branches comprise a key image or keyword, then these branches then form a nodal structure. This is why mind mapping is a popular technique for visually outlining information. These diagrams can be simple or elaborate. They help you to turn your great ideas into concrete actions. Let's look at the benefits and applications of mind mapping. It increases your creativity. Mind mapping sparks creative thinking. Forget about editing for a while and focus on getting all your thoughts down first. Secondly, it promotes collaboration. In a group activity, for example, communicating information visually makes it easier for other team members to understand the message and strengthens the memory of the group individually or as a team. Thirdly, it boosts your productivity. You love being able to automate routine tasks. Being better organized will free up more time for exciting new projects. The fourth one is that it increases your effectiveness. The dynamic nature of mind mapping is ideal for getting effective results. Structuring and discussing information promotes greater engagement than passive reading. Now, there are many instances where mind mapping becomes valuable. In cases where it makes advancements in your career, it is good for many tasks in the corporate office, from meetings to project management. With mind mapping, you can give your daily to-do list a new, efficient look. You can work your way up to designing an impressive visual display for your next performance review. With mind mapping, you can use it to make important decisions. You can also extend this visualization to other areas of your life. When you are faced with a tough situation, you could sketch out pros and cons and perspectives to expand your view. With mind mapping is an awesome recording device for your thoughts. You can take some of your most valuable ideas that pop into your head when you least expect them. It allows you to process large volumes of information. It is also helpful when you encounter information overload. Mind mapping is a simple way to deal with a lot of facts in a short time and spot the connections between them. Now I'm going to share with you basic steps if you are to create a mind map. It works if you are doing it on a piece of paper or board with different color markers, or if you are using a mind mapping software. There are a lot of mind mapping softwares out there. Just Google mind mapping software and browse through the results to see the one that will be the right fit for you. That being said, let's jump right into it. First step is to create a central topic. Try to state your main subject in three words or less. Make it the central image of your diagram. The second step is to list all the relevant subtopics. Brainstorm about everything related to your main idea. You'll be adding subtopics as branches, using additional lines and shapes branching out from the center. The third step is to organize your topics by categories and relationships. Now you can start thinking about groupings and the way things relate to each other. This will suggest how to position and connect different elements. The fourth step is to link to supporting information. To keep your map easy to read, you may want to create links to external resources. For example, an organizational chart could reference staff biographies, or a document for a meeting could link to minutes from previous sessions. The fifth step is to assign homework. Get ready for action in this part because you're going to generate challenging assignments. For team activities, you need to give each participant specific responsibilities and a due date. The sixth step is to review and evaluate. Look for ways to make improvements as you use your mind maps. You may want to make your labels more concise or vary by color schemes. The seventh step is to add text. Even though this is a visual exercise, words play a valuable role. Add a legend to explain frequently used symbols. Use call-outs for elements that require further notes. Now, there's something to note here. To make the process even faster in the future, develop templates over time. You may find that you use similar formats over and over again. And always remember to save your favorite template. So when you want to create another mind map, you could easily take a template that fit perfectly with the idea you want to visually analyze. Again, when you stumble upon an idea or concept that takes a longer time to digest or that is difficult to understand, apart from mind mapping, what do you do? Leave a comment below. I'll see you in the next video.